If something's on your mind, making you mad, tips to stay kind, take time to breathe, put your head at ease, and let's talk about it.
Welcome one and all to a very special Season 3, Episode 2 of Talk About It Podcast with me, your host, Ameline. I'm very, very excited for this episode, and I'll tell you why, because tomorrow, me and my family are getting up at the crack of dawn to head down to County Limerick. And it's quite a drive for us, but we really don't mind because we're going down to see the Fresh Film Festival finals. We are so excited, and I'm going to be interviewing as many short film directors, editors, animators, actors, actresses, producers, costume designers as I can find. I'm going to interview absolutely everybody about their short films, about the work they've done, about who they are, off live from the Fresh Film Finals. It is so exciting, and I'm currently recording this the day before we go down because I know that tomorrow is going to be absolutely mental, with excitement, with laughter, with all these incredible stories, and I'm just so excited to meet everybody and to get this episode started. So I hope you all enjoy this episode as much as I know I will enjoy recording it. And so, without further ado, I won't keep you waiting. I'm going to announce to you this week's young musician with her incredible new song. As always, I am delighted to announce this week's talented young musician is Taylor D. With her original song, her brand new original song, I might add, Pretentious Minds. If you like what you hear on this episode, then you should give her a follow at Taylor_D_music on Instagram. Or you can find them on my Instagram page @_talkaboutapodcast, where I have posted the announcement of her feature on my episode. So this is a brand new song by Taylor. She has over 165 streams on Spotify. I mean, it is just amazing. She's such a talented singer. I always love her songs. So without further ado, I won't leave you waiting. This is Pretentious Minds by Taylor D.
Each night when I fall asleep, I see you in my dreams, but it's not meant to be. Do you even know my name? Would you talk to me the same like you do with her?
Can you see the fear in my eyes? Pretend. By Michael Keane. Michael, you're just after seeing your film Hoodwinkers on screen in the Fresh Film Festival. What was the experience like?
Oh, it was surreal. And even hearing people laugh while it was playing, it was just, that's what I missed about the whole pandemic, was that in-person experience, you know? But I'm so chuffed to be able to see it on the big screen,
and
you know?
It was fantastic to hear. Oh,
thank you
so
much. Yeah.
So, highlights of Fresh so far. We're midway through the festival. What are you looking forward to most?
Oh, the award ceremony, for sure. No predictions yet, but like, I mean, we're all just super hyped for it and, you know, don't know what's next, you know?
Yeah. Michael, thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Great to see you.
Yes, I know. So great to see you as well.
Hoodwinkers on screen.
Yeah, it was amazing, you see, because every time Michael, I watch it, Michael has made another edit to it.
Yeah.
So I was like so excited to see like, ooh, what's going to be like this time? It's like a new surprise every time. But it was amazing and it got some laughs as well, which is, you know, you never know how it's going to land, but thank God it did.
It did. The audience loved it. And tell me, what was the highlight of recording that film for you?
I think it was the, you know, the party scene. That was just so much fun because, and also meeting all the, you know, the cast and crew. Everyone was just so lovely and we all, you know, got on straight away. So it was an amazing experience, everything together.
Well, fantastic. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
So, hi, my name's Rachel O'Connor. I'm 20 years old. I study social care in MTU. And I wrote that documentary about a year ago now about my assistant's dog, Justin. I wanted to raise awareness about working dogs like him because most people think I'm blind, but that's not the case, which you'll find out if you watch the documentary. And I'm excited for today.
I bet you are. The atmosphere here is electric. Unfortunately, guys, I haven't seen your documentary, but from the sounds of things, you're also passionate about it, just from the sounds of things, and I can't wait to watch it when it does come out. So do you want to tell us what inspired you to make this film?
Yeah, so I wanted to raise awareness for different types of working dogs and just tell my own story. I just love dogs, so I just, the inspiration flowed throughout the documentary.
And I'm looking at Justin here, your beautiful guide dog, and he's just gorgeous. Everyone's fallen in love with him today, I think. It's lovely to meet you. So if you want to tell us, you were the director of the film, yes. So tell us, what was your experience directing it, how you went about it, and just what came from it? How were you so inspired to direct this short film?
So I'm Liam, I'm 18, and I was lucky enough to be able to direct this film that Rachel wrote. It was a brilliant experience. We worked on it a week, and it was really a labor of love. There was a lot of heart put into it, and it's the first thing I've directed. And I believe it's the first short film that Rachel wrote, but it turned out brilliantly. You know, everyone around helping us out, our camera people and everything. We were so lucky to have the resources and the people we did have to help us with it. But it turned out brilliantly in the end. I think the final product, it was so polished, thanks to Connor's editing, and everything. It was brilliant. It was a great experience.
Thank you so much. And do you want to tell us your experience with editing this short film? What was it like for you?
Yeah, so my name's Connor, I'm 19, and I'm currently studying television, radio, and new media down at MTU Kerry.
Amazing.
This is just, I have to say, I've edited quite a few bits in my time, but I have to say, this is one of my favourite things I've ever edited. It's just so, it's so wholesome, and it's just so heartwarming. It's really, and you know what? You know, it was Liam's kind of directorial debut of sorts. It was Rachel's, you know, one of her first shorts. They both did amazingly. They both really did so good, and it just made the editing process so much easier that we had such good material to work with.
Yeah.
It's a really good documentary, I think, and that's not just because, you know, we did it, but it's really good. I would highly recommend watching it if you ever get the chance.
Well, I certainly will. As soon as it's available for everyone to watch, I'm going to share it on my page because, guys, it sounds fantastic. Thank you so much for chatting with me today.
Thanks.
Hi, I'm Nellie Warren. I'm the creator of How I Wonder. I wrote, directed, and animated it. And it's so exciting to be at Fresh today, especially because last year was online. And like, it's so nice just to be back in a cinema with people and insane to see my film on the big screen. I came up with the idea for my film just because I grew up, I was wanted to be a writer from a very young age. And this film is sort of about a kid who wants to be a writer but is uncertain about it and is looking for a sign that she should do it. And I sort of wanted to make a film about you don't need a sign, you can just kind of go after it, very follow your dreams sort of thing.
It's amazing, because when I watched it, I, in a very personal note here, I always wanted to be a writer, but when I was 12, 13, a teacher told me I never would. And now as a writer and as a podcaster, it's really, it was a very emotional to see that film for me. I got very emotional after it, because it really, you know, spoke to me as a person, because that was not my story, but I could relate to on screen, do you know what I mean? So can you tell us about where you are now, how you see your future going, why you enjoy film so much, why inspired to be a filmmaker and an animator?
But that, I'm so glad that you're related to it. That's definitely one of the reasons why I wanted to make it. And well, I mean, I started writing when I was 5, and I'm still pursuing that, and I'm in a creative writing course right now.
Amazing.
And I actually only really got into film the last 3 years, because as a kid I kind of thought, oh, writer means you write books, so I was doing that for ages, and that was great, and I still want to do that, but I want to definitely expand into screenwriting, and I'm trying to write a screenplay this year for the first time and everything. And it's all very exciting and daunting, because it's a difficult industry, but especially for women, I guess. But
100%.
But I'm more excited than nervous, I think, which is good.
Well, Nelly, I wish you all the best of luck, and thank you so much for chatting with me.
My name is Sean Tracy, and I wrote, directed, produced, and edited at the least I can do with a short film. And this is kind of my last year in Fresh. I've been entering since first year in the junior competition where we won, and then I've had an absolutely amazing time since every school year. So it's kind of it's weird being in my last year, but it's also really exciting, and like to see how far Fresh has come as well, and being such a professional setup today is amazing. So buzzed.
So can you introduce yourself to me and tell us your role in the least I can do film?
Okay, so hello, my name is Alex. I play Timmy in The Least I Can Do, which is my first ever role, like proper role, I guess. First ever time on behind the camera. And yeah, Timmy's basically the quote-unquote, just the arsehole of the film, basically. Yeah, it's to put it like that.
What's it like playing that character?
It was a weird one, because on set it was such a good like atmosphere, because we were all having so much fun, but we knew the weight behind this production. We knew we had to be serious, and we knew we had to like take care of this project, because it's not something you can joke about or whatever.
Think of the word gentleman. Alex is the guy that pops in your head. Like he is such, you are such a kind, sweet gentleman. And so for people to actually then believe that he is this terrible villain. It's amazing.
Gentle giant, I might add. I feel very small standing here. I feel very intimidated, I won't lie. So can you tell us who you are and who you play in the film? Because you are initially the protagonist of the film, the good guy, as so the quote.
Hi, my name's Seb O'Connor, and I play the role of David in the film. Yeah,
protagonist.
David's he's a shy character, and Timmy's his best friend, who's sort of like, you know how extroverts adopt introverts? That's sort of the situation going on there. And he sees, you know, Timmy committing this heinous act, and it's just the entire film follows his sort of like controversial ideas on the situation, and then eventually leads to the climax of him breaking out of his shell and becoming who he should be.
Hi, I'm Amelia Devlin, and I play the female lead, which is Alex. I think this role for me was obviously the most challenging role to date, as I dealt with the, you know, very topical issue of sexual assault. And I think I just had to tread very lightly, you know, when preparing for that role, and just really be careful of how I approached it, because it is so sensitive to so many people. And we really just wanted to get it from a different point of view, because, you know, usually it's, you see these kind of stories from the girl's point of view, and to see it from two males' point of view is very interesting. So
I'm Ella Gittins. I'm from Kilkenny, so I've watched Sean for a really long time and I was a big fan of him, and so that was really, really fun to do. It was a really fun experience. Everyone was so welcoming, they've just been so kind and so lovely to me. So yeah, it's been an amazing experience, and it's absolutely amazing film, so I can't wait for everyone to see.
My name is Max Hendrickson, and I'm presenting my film The Oubliette, as well as I did a little bit of work on Kevin Meggs' film Sunday, just some VFX work and stuff.
And can you tell us about being here at Fresh today, being an animator? What is that all like? What is that experience?
I mean, it's great to, you know, that it's such a big event now after it's been online for 2 years, and it's just great to see all the other people and see the amazing other films. Like, it's really a treat.
Yeah. And can you tell us how you came up with the idea for film and how you decided to pursue animation and film?
I suppose I was just sort of coming up with a few different ideas and then choosing which one I like best. And I don't know, I just developed it into sort of a full piece after that.
Yeah. And do you have any words of encouragement for aspiring animators who maybe don't know where to start?
I mean, I think the best place to start is just get some software. It doesn't matter how advanced it is, and you know, just start making stuff, and soon you'll you know, enjoy it, and yeah, just amazing. Start making stuff.
I'm Dylan Michael, and my film Faces was out fresh this year.
What was it like knowing you've gotten into the finals?
I mean, it was just crazy. Like, I, from the days just working quietly in my room, I didn't expect that this was going to come anywhere near the finals, but I'm just so happy to see that people resonate with it and people are liking it.
Yeah, definitely. I loved your film. I thought it was fantastic. Do you want to tell people a bit about it?
So it's about a man who wakes up in this kind of ethereal hallway surrounded by bunch of unknown faces, and these are all real pictures that were submitted by people. I put out a request online and I was just flooded with support for that, so I turned it into a hallway, and at the end he sees a light at the end of the hallway. Mm-hmm. And when he reaches the light, there's something waiting for him. I'm not going to spoil it, but yeah, it ties up the faces with the narrative.
Yeah, and the faces at the beginning, it's such a striking film. The first 30 seconds specifically for me stood out because you see these flashing faces, and I remember just going, wow. My friend beside me, the two of us said it at the same time. It was just, the impact it made is so, so amazing. So what has it been like getting reactions from people just here in Fresh today?
Well, I mean, the story behind the film is that everyone has a story. And I just, I'm so glad to see that, you know, people have found their own little, people have come up to me and said they related to some of the anecdotes in it, and yeah, it was like painfully relatable. But I'm just happy that all the support that I've been getting, it's crazy. I didn't expect it.
And may you continue to get it. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Just perfect. So Aoife, it is wonderful to see you in person.
Hello.
In person again. Do you want to introduce to us again who you are and what your film is?
Hi, my name's Aoife Rees and I'm the director and writer of Ecstatic Seas for a Teenage Girl. Yeah.
Do you want to tell us a bit about the film, what it's about, how you were inspired to make it?
Well, I made the film 3 months before, well, I wrote it 3 months before I turned 18 myself, so I was very familiar with the horror of turning 18. So I kind of channeled that into my own film, and that kind of, that's how Ellie was born. Ellie is kind of a fragment of myself in a way.
That's amazing. Thank you so much, Aoife.
Well, my name's Jessie. I play Ellie in Ecstatic Seas for a Teenage Girl. And your question, how I went about playing the character?
Yeah.
So, like I was saying before, when we were actually watching the film, we were saying that, you know, Ellie comes off as kind of mean. But I think it does come from, like, she's struggling a lot with her identity, I think. And it's kind of coming out in these ways that she feels like she needs to live up to this expectation that has been put on her from everyone in her life, media, movies, all this kind of stuff. So yeah, that's kind of how I went about it. I thought about what I felt when I've watched these movies and everything, because I'm not even 18 yet, so yeah, I don't understand what it's like to become an adult. But
what's it been like being here in Fresh today, witnessing all the commotion, the excitement, everything?
It's so amazing. It's so amazing to be surrounded by so many people who are passionate about something like you are. I know it's mainly directors, and I'm here as an actor, but even seeing them talk about their films and seeing people get appreciation for their art and their work, it's just so amazing to see. And everyone's work here has been phenomenal, honestly.
Everyone's saying the standards through the roof this year. I don't know how they're going to decide. Jessie, it was lovely talking to you.
Nice to talk to you too.
So much. Thank you.
Hi, if you want to introduce yourself.
Hi, I'm Rosa. I'm from Watching People. I'm the girl from Watching People. So my role is Erin. Basically, the film is about two girls going on a date. And it's like their first date, and they kind of like get with all their, like, all the awkwardness of like meeting someone for the first time and everything. So yeah, my role is, I'm probably more like extroverted of the girls. And then, yeah, you'd have to watch it.
Thank you so much.
films.
Yeah, I love them, especially the one that was at the end. I cannot remember the name of it for life of me, but it was the black and white man in like a real world, and it was like it
looked, Max Hedderson's film.
Yeah, it looked brilliant, and like even like after like the such sad short film and all that, it was so good after that because it was kind of seemed a little bit like horror, but it was really 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 good.
Yeah,
and I loved the one like Mark said about. Was it turning 18?
Sad excuse for a teenage girl.
Yeah,
girls.
I yes. love that. I thought it was brilliant.
Yeah.
But yeah.
She's a brilliant filmmaker. So can you tell me your name?
I'm Aoife, and I really enjoyed it.
What was the atmosphere like in the place?
It was a great atmosphere. Like, everybody was so supportive of everybody else's films. Like, it was just great crack, I guess.
Fantastic. And can you tell me your name and your experience?
I'm Gavin. So I came here to support my friend Maria. She was one of the directors from movies, Acid of Tea, and you know, so this is the first time I've ever been to like something like this where there's multiple viewings, and it was just, you know, so much fun. I missed college for this today.
So, great excuse.
I mean, like, sure, look, it was great crack, and you know, some of the movies I thought were really, really. I prefer like more comedy type stuff. So, what was the movie straight like after Acid of Tea? Teenage Types B, I think it was. It was so fun. It was gas, and there was a few other ones that I thought were quite funny as well, like that. So, I mean, great day, really.
Amazing, and thank you so much.
Hi, I'm Asha Murray. So last year I won the highly commended comedy performance. It was actually quite interesting winning last year because obviously I had entered before with other films, and it was interesting to have to do it from home. And obviously we didn't have the chance to come into the cinema, but even still, there was still such a buzz.
Yeah.
Even like, and being in lockdown and having something to look forward to, and like all the events coming on, and they had the whole week planned out and different events that could go on, and it was just so exciting.
What was it like winning that award?
Oh, winning the awards, they're always just so, I don't know, it was so encouraging, because you know, you make all these films and then whenever you win something or just even being part of it, it's just so encouraging and exciting, and you're like, oh my god, I can't believe I put all this effort in and people are actually enjoying the work that you're making. It's such a nice experience, like, and well, so encouraging.
Huge congratulations to you. Thank you so much for chatting with me.
Thank you.
So throughout all the interviews, you can actually hear the buzz and the excitement and the chat that's going on behind us. When I was doing the interviews, RTE were actually behind me the entire time and doing their own interviews with everybody there, asking people about their films and introducing who they were. It was just, the atmosphere was electric. I spent the morning watching short films and then we had a short break and I met some of my friends who I'd never met in person before. A lot of the people that I've encountered from this podcast, I've become friends with, but I've unfortunately never met them in person. So I was fortunate enough to be given the opportunity to go to the Fresh Film Festival and meet them in person. And to everyone I've met, it was just an incredible experience. I thank you all so much for coming on this podcast, for chatting to me. It was so wonderful to see everybody. And to just celebrate your film, celebrate your talent and your enthusiasm and your creativity. So to everyone I talked to, everyone I've yet to talk to, everyone I've met, a huge thank you. Because there was so much love, so much support, so much admiration and respect for absolutely everyone that was there at the festival. It was just an unreal experience. To the entire International Fresh Film Festival team, thank you, thank you, thank you for the incredible day that it was. You guys can just hear the excitement that was going on behind us. It was just amazing, and everyone was so welcoming and so kind. So this is my thank you to the entire team, to everyone I chatted to, for the incredible experience that was the 31st of March, the finals of the Fresh Film Festival. So RTE were there throughout the day recording the festival, and wow, was the atmosphere electric. So the awards are going to be aired on RTE on the 14th of April. Mark it in your calendars. The 14th of April, the Fresh Film Festival will be coming live to your TV screens. We are not allowed to say who won the festival, who got what awards, but I can just tell you the films were amazing and everybody is winners in my eyes. I mean, even if you just made a film and entered it, you've already won. It was just an incredible experience to see all those films and to talk to so many people. So if you're someone who has gone to Fresh this year, who went to the Fresh Film Festival in 2022, and I unfortunately didn't get an opportunity to chat to you, but you would like to come on my podcast and just share your experience, please reach out to me. You can follow my Instagram page at @talkaboutapodcast. If you've enjoyed this episode, please subscribe, please like, please comment. All these things really help boost my podcast listenership, and I would really, really appreciate it. So yes, a massive thank you to everybody. That is all for this week's episode. Another episode won't be coming until after the Fresh Film Festival has been aired on RTE. So stick around for that. And I cannot wait to chat to you all soon. Thank you to everybody for all their continued support.
Thanks for listening, giving us your time to tune in. Join Emily, same time next week on Talk About It.
The intro and exit music you hear on every episode is by the very talented Hannah Kinsella. She's a singer-songwriter from Ireland in County Dublin. If you want to go show her some support, you can follow her on her Instagram page and YouTube at Busky Bops.